Been doing a series, if you've been around for the last few weeks, on the Holy Spirit. And it's, to me, it's been pretty exciting to hear different things, different aspects. It's always good to get that refreshed and renewed. So today, Alan Dowse is going to come and share with us.
Good morning. I brought some tools along today. I want to thank Pastor Perry and our leadership team for allowing us to share. We've been studying the Holy Spirit. Fellowship with the Holy Spirit. That's what we're going to focus on today. And also allowing the Holy Spirit to be my guide through my daily walk. Is that a good thing? Yes. To allow the Holy Spirit to be my guide through my daily walk. Anybody ever go to Cedar Point when you were a kid? Ever remember going to Cedar Point? As I was a little kid, I really thought it was cool to drive the antique cars. Remember those? And you felt you were big stuff and you could steer. But remember, if you steered off too far, what happened? The little rails. Remember, the rails would put you right back on. And so you had this great big car and you're 7 years old and you're driving it. But if you got off a little bit track, it sort of kept you back, right? That's what I feel the Holy Spirit does in my life. Tries to keep me on that rail. We're not perfect, right? I heard a guy say that we are fractured images of Jesus Christ. Fractured images of Jesus Christ. And so we're not perfect, but we are fractured images of Jesus Christ. And so what that does is it tends to just, okay, Alan, you're getting off a little bit here. I pray in the Spirit a little bit. Okay, maybe you probably shouldn't do that back here. And that's what we're going to focus on today. I need three volunteers that have good hands. So, like, if you played softball, I think Ben Moore would be a good guy. Come forward. I need three people. Gene, Josh, you come up. You got good hands. All right. So you're right over here, right up here, sort of three facing me right there. All right, right there. That's good right there. Okay. Okay. Good hands. Needs to be a good throw, right? So we've heard about all different kinds of examples of the Trinity, right? And this example seems to click with me the most. What's in the center of egg? Yolk. God the Father is my core. He's my center in my life. There's one. All right. Yeah. What else is in the center of the egg? What else is inside the shell? White. Egg white. Jesus' blood washes my sins. White as snow. White as snow. All right. What's this on the outside? The shell. What happens when the shell is broken? Well, yeah, it makes a mess, right? The Holy Spirit of the Trinity is my shell that surrounds me, that surrounds all that I do and in my being. The Holy Spirit does that. You guys can keep those. Don't put it in your pocket. Who's that guy on the Cool Runnings? Put the egg in his pocket and broke his egg. Remember? I know that's old. So God the Father is our core. God the Son is Jesus that because he died, before that, all I got was my sins covered up. After Jesus, my sins were forgiven. God the Holy Spirit is the shell that surrounds us. And we walk and move with them. So I want to give you just a little bit of history. So I'm a good farm boy raised in Martell, Ohio. Grew up in a Methodist church. Probably many people here had similar backgrounds. Holy Spirit wasn't really talked a lot about in the Holy Spirit. It's usually called the Holy Ghost. But we didn't really talk too much about it. And so when I was in college, I started going to a Bible study in a church in Edison, Ohio. And a Methodist pastor, his name was Ron Davis. He had a college Bible study on, now you never would hear this in the same sentence, a Methodist pastor, college Bible study on why be filled with the Holy Spirit. Yeah. At that point, where right there in a Bible study where I first met Mike. And after going through that, it made sense that you should probably be filled with the Holy Spirit with evidence of speaking in tongues. And that wasn't anything that I was supposed to be doing. And so David Wilkerson had a crusade here, and I've been going to that Bible study, and I felt God told me, if you go forward and you ask me for a fresh and filling of your Holy Spirit, I'm going to give it to you. And you're going to have, and you're going to be able to speak in tongues, and it's going to change your life. I was about 19 when that happened. It's still working today. Still working today. There's not too many things in my life that I did when I was 19 that still work today. I tell you. Especially playing softball. It's like, oh, man. Kathy used to say, you used to could throw it from the outfield fence to home plate. Yeah, that's right. I used to could. That is true. So why is it important? I told my brother Jim Hill he would like this. This is around 1951 model of a John Deere R. Okay? One of the first two-cylinder diesel engines. So you mechanics can focus in, you folks that aren't mechanical, you'll get it. Just hang in there. That's a big, powerful motor. It takes a lot of battery to turn that over. Right? And this is what I drove when I was a kid, just so you know. Right underneath the seat was a little tiny 6-volt battery. Right. That's going to start that motor? No. It had a little tiny gasoline motor on top, like a chainsaw, that you opened that up and turned it. That 6-volt battery would start that, and it'd go, bing! And then you pulled these levers, and ka-chug, 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 ka-chug. All of a sudden, the diesel motor would start going. You'd turn the gas off, the little motor, you go out and work in the fields. That's what I believe when you pray in the Spirit does for you. It's that pony motor that gets you going, that gets you going. It's in there, but sometimes you got to give it a little kick. You know, David brought a psalmist before a battle, and he had to tell his soul, get in line. Spirit, get in gear, because we're going to go kick some butt. If he'd have went before that, I don't believe it would have happened. He had to get his spirit and his mind and his soul all in line. Pony motor. Pony motor. That's what speaking in tongues, I believe, does for me. See, there's two things on my... I got one more. If you want to see this afterwards, I've only seen one in my life. It was at Don Laudenslager's estate sale. It was this one, and I bought it. We're going to have three examples here. Who is the Holy Spirit working through? I know I skipped that first scripture, Angie. Let's go back and get that. 2 Corinthians 13:14. It says, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. I believe when we use our prayer language, we open up more of a fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Many times when I'm driving to work and I got issues that I need to deal with, I just start singing in the Spirit. Or it's just me and my truck, you know. So there for a while, I taught a class here, and I encouraged everybody, on your way to work, find 5 miles, mark it on your thing. I know, sorry, you folks live in town, you don't have 5 miles, but you can go 5 minutes maybe and mark it that every day I'm going to pray in the Spirit during that 5 miles. Shut the radio off. And just start praying the Spirit. It'll change you. I'm telling you, it will change you. Three examples of who the Holy Spirit's working through out of the Bible. Mark 5, verse 25 to 29. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately, her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from suffering. So in this example, who allowed the Holy Spirit to build up their faith? Was it Jesus? He said, who touched me? Remember, Jesus was a man empowered by God. That wasn't revealed to him. He didn't know who touched him. So it was the woman, right? The woman had the faith. She'd heard about Jesus. She said, if I could just touch that, I'll be healed. So she had the faith. Next is John 11, 38 through 44. Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. Take away the stone, he said. But Lord, said Martha, the sister of the dead man, by this time there's a bad odor, for he's been there 4 days. Then Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believe, you would see the glory of God? So they, if you believe, you'll see the glory of God. So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me. But he said this for the benefit of the people standing there, that they may believe that you sent me. When he said this, Jesus called out in a loud voice, Lazarus! He was dead, so he had to call pretty loud. Lazarus, come forth! The dead man came out, his hand and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, take off his grave clothes and let him go. Who allowed the Holy Spirit to work through them in this example? Jesus. It wasn't Lazarus. He was dead. Right? It wasn't him activating the Holy Spirit. It was Jesus. Jesus doing that. Third, 2 Kings 13, 20, 21. I've shared this with quite a few people. They go, I never heard that in the Bible before. It's in there. 2 Kings 13, 20. Give you a little bit of history. One of the great prophets in the Old Testament, and this is easy to get twisted up, was Elijah. He had an apprentice named Elisha. All right, so remember this guy, follow him around, learn what's going on. Elijah had a revelation from God, I'm taking you to heaven today. Today is the day that you're going. So he asked Elisha, his apprentice, mentee, what can I do for you? He said, I want a double portion of your anointing. I want a double portion of your anointing. Elijah said, okay, if you see me go up to heaven, you'll get it. If you read the story, multiple things happened that could have got Elisha sidetracked. But he wanted that double anointing, didn't he? He yearned for that double anointing. So sure enough, Elijah went up to heaven in a chariot of fire. Elisha went right back to where Elijah had just done a miracle, and boom, the exact same miracle. And multiple miracles happened out through Elijah. Multiple huge miracles happened out through Elisha's life. That's the background. He lived his full life, multiple miracles. He died and was buried. Now Moabite raiders used to enter the country every spring. Once while some Israelites were burying a man, okay, they've already been attacked, they're hiding. We got to bury this guy. Oh no, here comes the Moabites. Let's get out of here. Suddenly they saw the band of raiders. So they threw the man's body into Elisha's tomb. When the body touched Elisha's bones, the man came to life and stood up. Wow! I can just imagine, hey Joe, bring the other 50. That's what I can see. Hey, get them over here. Just tossing them in there left and right, and they're back up and they're winning the battle. I mean, that's my mind, but that's what I can see. I thought, this is a good deal. Let's get this done. Who believed in this? Who believed? Elisha was dead, right? His bones? The other guy was dead, right? This is what I come up with. Neither believed. The power of the Holy Spirit just did it. Guess what? Sometimes we can be totally off course, not really knowing what we're doing, and the Holy Spirit shows up and provides this amazing circumstance, this amazing salvation, this amazing miracle, just because it's the Holy Spirit and just because we were available. Those guys didn't have a prayer service and say, okay, and they didn't have a committee to make sure that we were throwing him in right. And should he go in upside down or on his back? No. Let's throw him in there. Boom, up to life. Do you believe it? I believe that's what happened. I think that's pretty neat. So now a little bit fast forward. In the 90s, we did a worship conference up in Toledo, our worship team. And there was a guest speaker there named Mahesh Chavda. And so he had this. Now remember, I'm born again. I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. And it's been quite a while. I've been filled with the Holy Spirit. And when he would lay hands on people, they would go out. Alan sort of struggled with that. I don't know. If you go back to date myself, it seemed a little bit too much Leroy Jenkins type televangelist on TV. This is a bit too much for me. I'm not sure I can do that. But we're doing the worship conference. Come to find out, guess who's going to be the guest speaker at our worship conference coming up in like a few months? Mahesh Chavda. Alan was asked, I'm not a little small guy, said, we need you to be an usher. Okay, yeah, absolutely, I'll be that. But you're not really an usher, you're a catcher. I'm a catcher? Yeah, because when Mahesh starts laying hands on people, they're going to go out in the spirit, and some of these people aren't small, so you need to get behind the big people in this line so they don't get hurt. And so I'm right about there. This whole is lined up with people. Mahesh Chavda is preaching. He comes along here and says, okay, Holy Spirit, come right now. Gets to my guy right ahead of me. I thought, he's pushing him. Comes to my guy. Holy Spirit, come. That guy hit me like a linebacker. Alan's a believer. I was sure he was pushing him. He didn't know that. The Holy Spirit did. He laid hands on every single person until he got to my guy and went, Holy Spirit, come. Made a believer out of me. It's amazing the Holy Spirit does stuff like that just to give you a little attitude adjustment, you know, or figure you out. And that's what happened to me. So I want to come up with what are some tools that I can use to have the Holy Spirit more prevalent in my life. So number one, we've talked about it a little bit. Pray with your mind. Pray in the Spirit. It's a really powerful tool. Number two, practice listening to the Holy Spirit. I believe the Holy Spirit cares about everyday activities. Yes. God, I need a place to park tonight. Lord, I need this to happen today. This needs to happen. Lord, I need my son to be able to pass his math exam so he can get into college. There's simple things that, so you got to start practicing it. And then number three, put what you hear to work. Put what you hear to work. It's okay to hear it, but if you don't put it to work, you just heard it. So for about 3 years now, Kathy and I have been asking our waiter, waitress if we can pray for them before, you know, after they take our order. And so I have a buddy of mine that we hang out a lot together. He's a believer, but this praying for people in public is not really his thing. And he keeps saying, someday, someone's going to tell you no. Said, hadn't happened yet. So we had went to Ralphie's about 2 weeks before. Nothing against Ralphie's, but we had terrible poor service. We actually left. It was bad. 2 weeks later, we're driving by Ralphie's, and I said, hey, let's go to Ralphie's. He goes, it was terrible last time. We're not going in there. I said, let's just give it a try. Maybe it'll be better. Walked in. Amazing service. Have a seat here, guys. You know, waitress comes right over. Young waitress. She come up and took our order right away. Said, we're going to pray for our food before we eat it. She goes, that's okay. I said, well, I want to pray for you. What can I pray for you about? I'm good. I see my buddy said, I said, are you sure? I really want to pray for you. Her eyes glanced up, got all teary-eyed. She said, I need peace in my life. I need tranquility. I said, we'll pray for that. Closed my eyes, started praying. God, pour your blessings out upon her. You know, give her peace. Show her direction. Whatever God told me to pray. Looked up. She never left. She was standing right there. She wanted to be in on that. She wanted to be in on that. So put yourself out there. Whatever you're talking about, practice. So how do we get to that? Been discussing with my cousin Phil what they need and stuff, and he said, I know you're all about this, and I heard this week. I think you need to hear this. And so I wrote it down. Relationship is the bridge truth walks across. I said, oh, that's good. Tell me that again. So I wrote it down. Relationship is the bridge truth walks across. My brother Thad Shear, would you come up here real quick? I didn't tell him this. All right. Come up here. Come on, Thad. You can do it. I just need a handshake. All right. Thad Shear. Anybody met him yet? Okay. He did good, right? How long you guys been coming here, Thad? Help? How long you been here? 8-9 months? Yeah. So we met pretty quick. We connected. I know his wife's name's Jennifer. I know he works at Poet. And I've heard through the grapevine that his daughter Grace is a good soccer player. Is that right, Grace? Okay, that's who I heard it from. So we have a relationship, right? But it's just getting going. My friend Mike Curtis, can you come up here a second? I need a hug for my buddy. We met when we were 18 years old. And we're not 18 anymore. He knows about everything about me. Pluses, minuses. They were there when our kids were born. In each other's weddings. What's the difference between these two relationships? Time. Time is the difference between these two relationships. If you want a relationship with the Holy Spirit, you got to work on some time. You got to work on some time. Galatians 5:16 says, so I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of sinful nature. Remember the buggy getting us off cart? Same thing. So four simple things for tools that you can use. Bought a 25-cent screwdriver. Got paint on it. Pretty rusty. I'll tell you. If you ever install vinyl siding at Interlocks, and you start and you work your way, and you put it all together, it's all nailed on. What if you have one piece right in the middle that's bad? It's got a hole in it, and you want to do it. You got a couple choices. Tear the whole side of off and put it all together, or buy a vinyl siding tool that will hook up into there and unhook that so you can cut out that piece and snap the new one in. I'm replacing two pieces of vinyl siding at our house. I didn't have the tool. Looked it up on the internet. It's $6.99 at Lowe's. I don't live by Lowe's. I want to fix it now. I have time today to do it. I don't have time 2 weeks from now. I want it done. Picture of it. Go in the shop. Pull out a screwdriver. Apply a little bit of heat. Make it to what I can use. So this screwdriver went from a 25-cent screwdriver in the back of my shop to in my main tool bag, top shelf in the garage. That's what happened. So this is what we need to do. So picture what God has for you. So I had to picture what the tool looked like. So picture what God wants you to do. See what you have available. Look into your life, see what you have available. Allow some heat or him to form you into a useful tool. So we have to allow, that's number three. So picture what God's got for you. See what we have available. Allow him to form us, to put us into what we need. Put it to use. Put it to use. What God's got for you. Again, that screwdriver went from back of the drawer in my shop to number one tool bag, top shelf. Just because that's what God does for you. He'll do it. So get a picture, see what you have available, allow God to form you, and I just wrote down, get her done. Get her done. Sometimes you just got to get her done. So if we could have a Cade come up and personal ministry team, if you guys could come forward. Would everyone, would you stand with me this morning? Up, this afternoon, by 2 minutes. So there's four things that I'd like to pray with you about. And then these folks here, if you want some further prayer, that's what they're up here for. Do you know Jesus as Lord and Savior? That's where we got to get going, starting at. Accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Would you like a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit? Do you want a deeper relationship with the Holy Spirit? And number four, do you want to be able to speak in tongues with that fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit? So if everyone, if any of that rings true to you, if you just raise your hands, if you want that, I'm going to pray for you. Do you want to be born again? Do you want a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit? Do you want a deeper relationship with the Holy Spirit? Do you want to have your prayer language that you can use on a daily basis? Remember that pony motor. So let's just pray right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. As we have our hands lifted, Father, I pray for Holy Spirit to come. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Settle upon us, Lord. Holy Spirit, come. Allow your anointing to be real this morning, Father. Yes, God. Holy Spirit, come. Ooh, yes, Lord.